Bardayak, by Krishna's mercy. Quote, the great devotee in the monkey form carried out his duty, giving everything of himself, and the Lord became so grateful that he, the one who gives boons, stood before Hanuman with folded hands asking for a boon. Dohavali, 112. It's only natural to approach the Supreme Lord when in distress. As described in the Bhagavad Gita, this is one of the categories of people who finds him. Whatever way is beneficial, as his association is purifying to the highest degree. Quote, O best among the Bharats, Arjuna, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me, the distressed, the desirer of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the Absolute. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.16. Distress is found everywhere, and at seemingly any time. You could be fast asleep in the middle of the night when something suddenly bothers you. Sleep paralysis, a bad dream, trouble breathing, a loud alarm outside, you go from calm and peaceful to anxious and upset. Then there is the uncertainty of the future. You're not sure about what will happen going forward. You have so many responsibilities at home, but the job security is not what it should be. The company could go out of business. You decide to try investing in a company that supposedly is on its way up. You pour in lots of money, but one day the stock price tanks. Now you look to the heavens to bail you out. You need some relief. Indeed, God is known as Bardayak. He is the one who grants boons to others. In the Bhagavat Puran we find the Creator himself, Lord Brahma, taking a contingent to the Vaikuntha realm to visit the Supreme Lord in his form of Vishnu. This group needs help. There is too much disturbance on earth. Taking the form of a cow, Mother Earth is overburdened by the sinful population. Vishnu kindly gives the boon that he will descend personally, in the all-attractive form of Krishna. The demigods should not worry. In a previous time the same Vishnu agreed to descend as the prince of Ayodhya, Sri Rama, for similar purposes. To annihilate the miscreants and protect the pious, when religious practice is declining and irreligion is on the rise, such are the stated conditions leading to the divine descent. Quote, in order to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.8. Goswami Tulsidas says that when religious practice, Dharma, is done selflessly, giving everything, Jiyajani, then the Supreme Lord becomes so grateful. That Dharma is not restricted by time, circumstance, or even body type. A kapi, which is a monkey, has the potential to be a susevak, or great devotee. The susevak referenced above is Sri Hanuman, whose deeds are sung throughout the world. He is not God, but just see the stature he has. Rama is so appreciative of Hanuman's efforts that the tables turn. The one who grants boons to the demigod stands before Hanuman with folded hands, asking if the servant wants anything. Since Hanuman's devotion is pure, the only thing he desires is continued service. If others get wealth, health, fame, strength and other such benedictions, why shouldn't Hanuman's desire be fulfilled? Accumulation of possessions and power or the renunciation of the same cannot win over the Almighty, but selfless devotion can. He is the seer within the heart, so only he knows when and if the service is genuine. Like with the gopis of Vrindavan, God becomes indebted, so much so that he feels he can never repay the glorious deeds. In closing, not to worry, trouble soon to end. Vishnu in human form to descend. The distressed towards him going. Since giver of boons knowing. Pure devotee only to continue to ask. For him ready to perform any task. With Hanuman no way to repay. With folded hands Rama to stay.